إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Him, we seek His forgiveness, and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah, the fear that He is most deserving of you. And do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. And as to what follows, we continue once again with our blessed series, Ala Tariq al-Da'wah, on the path of calling to Allah, with our fourth discussion with you, after having previously discussed with you taqwa wa ikhlas, sincerity and God consciousness, وَعِلْمٌ وَفَهْمٌ وَعَمَلٌ, knowledge, understanding, and implementation. Now we continue, and we continued with discussing حِكْمَةٌ وَتَوَاضُعٌ, wisdom in calling to Allah and humbling oneself in the sight of Allah so that people will be accepting of the da'wah. Today we continue with فَصَبْرُ الْجَمِيلِ, patience. Patience, my brothers and sisters, is one of the key ingredients to calling to Allah. For without patience, one will soon tire of his duty. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded our great Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Qur'an in many places, which we will quote for you today, to be patient. And then ordered also his ummah, you and I, who are following the path of the Prophet ﷺ, أَلَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي, I and my those who follow me in calling to Allah, to also be patient. Let us focus to an important ayah in Surah Al-Ankabut. Ayah number 12, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله. Of mankind are those who say we believe in Allah. فإذا أوذي في الله جعل فتنة الناس كعذاب الله. But if or when they are made to suffer for the sake of Allah, they consider this punishment, this a punishment instead of it being a test. Instead of understanding that this is a test, a fitna, a trial, a tribulation from Allah to see who is righteous and who is steadfast. From those who are hypocrites and are not righteous and are not steadfast, they say that because they are in the path of Allah, this is a punishment. كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ وَلَئِنْ جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives victory, these hypocrites, they will say, لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّا كُنَّا مَعَكُمْ. They shall say, verily we were with you. We were helping you. We stood beside you. أَوَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَعْلَمَ بِمَا فِي صُدُورِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the one who is well acquainted, well aware of that which is in the hearts, in the chests of al-alameen, of all that He has created, the mankind and the jinn. My brothers and sisters, as-sabr, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ضِيَاءَ. As-sabr ضِيَاءَ كَمَا رَوَى الْإِمَامِ مُسْلِمُ وَالْإِمَامُ أَحْمَدُ. The Prophet ﷺ says, patience is enlightenment. It's light. It is a way of seeing truth from falsehood. Who are upon the truth and who are not. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the Prophet ﷺ in many places in the Qur'an to be patient. For example, Surah Al-Ahqaf, verse number 35. فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. O Muhammad, be patient as those who were steadfast in belief, meaning the Ulul Azm, these chosen prophets of Allah who are five in number. They begin with Nuh, Musa, Isa, Ibrahim, and finally Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tells him, be patient as those of Ulul Azm, Noah, Moses, Abraham, Isa alayhi salam, and Muhammad alayhi salam were patient. Be patient like the previous messengers. Allah also says in Surah Yunus 109, وَاصْبِرْ حَتَّى يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. O Muhammad, be patient until Allah brings the judgment, and surely He is the best and wisest of judges. Allah says, Surah Hud, verse number 49. فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And be patient, and order with the alif. فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Be patient, surely the outcome shall be for those who are God-fearing and conscious. Allah says, وَاصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And be patient, O Muhammad, for Allah does not lose the reward of those who are righteous. As is found in Surah Hud, once again, verse 115. Allah also says, فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. And be patient, O Muhammad, for the promise of your Lord is true. Surah Ghafir, verse number 55. Allah also says, فَاصْبِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا. Be patient. Be and have the most complete of patience, beautified patience, O Muhammad. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also does not leave the ummah of Rasulullah, but He also orders us by saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا. اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in this blessed surah, Surah Ali Imran, in the last verse, the last verse in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O ye who believe, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, isbiru, endure and be more patient. Have endurance in patience also. Be patient and then have endurance in your patience. And guard your territory. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ And be fearful of Allah in hope that you will attain success. Allah also says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ Seek assistance through patience and prayer. Allah also said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ In these two different verses, the first is in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 45. The second is also Surah Baqarah, verse 153. Allah says, O ye who believe, seek help by being patient and prayer. Surely Allah is with those who have patience. Surely Allah is with the صابرين. And then Allah gives bushra to the صابرين. Allah says in verse 155 to 157, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, And surely you shall be put to test through fear, hunger, and a deficiency in wealth and life, and in food. But give glad tidings to those who are patient. Those who when they have a musibah, a calamity before them, they barely call out to Allah saying, Surely we are back, going back to Allah. Inna lillah, we are for Allah, and to Him we shall return. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ For them there shall be prayers sent upon them from their Lord. وَرَحْمَةٌ And mercy upon them. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ Surely these are the ones who are truly guided. Also Allah tells us that when we are in the Jannah, The angels shall enter upon us saying, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ عُقُبَ الدَّارِ And the angels shall enter from every which way and door and gate upon them saying, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ Peace, blessings be to you, بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ For your patience. For the patience that you had. Allah says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ Surely Allah shall reward the patience without accounting. He shall give them without taking stock. My brothers and sisters, as-sabr therefore is important for us to identify and to learn what is patience. مَا هُوَ الصَّبْرُ And previously I have given a whole Jumu'ah discussing some of the merits of patience and what it is. But it was not focused on da'wah. So today I sum up a few points for you. As-sabru lughatan, in the Arabic language, the word patience, huwa al-man'u wal-habs. It is to restrict oneself from something. Lakin as-sabru shara'an, but patience in Islamic law, حبس النفس عن الجزع It is to restrict oneself from being, to restrain oneself from becoming angry and agitated. وحبس اللسان عن التشكي, and it is to restrain the tongue from complaining. وحبس الجوارح عن المعاصي, and it is to restrain the body from committing evil actions. To avert the gaze, to guard the modesty, to stand up in prayer when people are sleeping, to fast, to wear hijab, all of this involves patience. Restricting oneself from doing things that he wishes to do, knowing that it is Allah who has ordered the person to abstain and to be patient in his abstinence. So therefore, my brothers and sisters, as-sabr is something that must be integral in everyday life. But it is more important for the dua, for those calling to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Sajdah, verse number 24, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. And we made from amongst the children of Israel leaders giving guidance under our command, who were أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ, imams who were guides to others, when they were patient. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. When these imams and when the people had patience, the imams were guiding beacons for them. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. And when they were in certainty of our ayat and proof, when they had certainty of belief, and they were patient in their actions, we gave them guides, imams from amongst them, leaders who were guides to them. This, my brothers and sisters, is an important issue, because this is what the Muslim Ummah is suffering from today. Lack of certainty in belief in Allah, and not being patient when we are tested. I give you an example of each. Lack of certainty of belief. A Muslim intelligent brother, whose name is Muslim, he says he believes in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in the Quran, but he denies that there are jinn, or denies that there are angels, thinking that because he cannot see them or feel them, they are not there. And this miskeen, he became misguided in many ways. From them, he says, and I heard this with my own ears speaking with him, he says, I believe that the jinn are actually bacteria or microbes. And he says it fits. You can't see them, yet they're there. Subhanallah. Denying the ahadith, the ayat, all because of his own rationale. Having no certainty in belief. Leaving what Allah has hidden, hidden. Yet believing in it in the manner that Allah had wished and intended. In regards to patience, our brothers and sisters cry out when they are in distress. But when they are in ease, they forget Allah in a state of ghafla. And this is most difficult when you live in a country like where we live, Canada. Everything you want is at arm's length or reach. You want an education? Go. Here, OSAP, money, go get an education. So look, you want a career? It is easy. You can find a job. Everything has been made simple. Instead of owning one car, you have two. And you begin to neglect your duties to Allah because you think in your sinful mind that all of this blessing, all of this ease and comfort has been given to you because Allah is pleased with you, yet you know inside you that you do not pray. You do not fast. You do not perform the obligatory actions, let alone the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he has given you choice in doing and following. My brothers and sisters, we must begin to establish patience. Listen to the story of the Nun, Yunus عليه السلام, as is in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 187 and 88. وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَن لَّن نَّقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ. Dhannun, this great prophet Jonas, he left his people. No one would accept Islam. No one would listen to him. He left them in a state of anger, thinking that Allah would not punish him because he left out of impatience. فَظَنَّ أَن لَمْ نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. Then he quickly realized his error. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَن لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. He called out to Allah during the darknesses, there is no God worthy of worship except you. Subhanak, glory and honor be to you. إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Surely I was in a state of oppressing myself. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. So Allah answered his call. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. We saved him from the darkness. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And as such, we give victory and we save the believers. Listen to this next ayah so that you do not think this is an isolated situation. The end of Surah Yusuf, verse 110. حَتَّى إِذَا اسْتَيْأَسَ الرُّسُلِ. Until when the messengers begin to have yaks, to give up hope. أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ قُذِبُوا. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ قُذِبُوا. And they begin to feel that maybe they had been misled. جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا. Our victory comes to them. People begin to accept. جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا. وَإِنْ جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا فَنُجِّيَ مَنْ نَشَاءُ وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُنَا عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. We save those whom we will by giving them guidance, and you cannot push away our punishment from those whom it has been decided upon, for they were a people of illegal actions and criminals in the sight of Allah. Let us take these words, my brothers and sisters, and live with them. أَصَّبْرُ ضِيَاءُ. Let us implement this enlightenment of patience amongst ourselves and our families in calling to Allah. For when you call to Allah with patience, whether the person accepts or denies, you have been given the reward, and you will be patient knowing that what you have done is for Allah and for no one else. And you will be patient knowing that only Allah, when you meet Him, shall be the one to give you the reward. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده, والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده, محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث المتفق عليه, ما أعطى أحدا عطاء خيرا ولا أوسع من الصبر. No one has been given or blessed with anything more comprehensive than being given patience. وَقَدْ صَدَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Surely the Prophet ﷺ has shown and has spoken the truth. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, as is narrated also by Imam al-Bukhari, he says, وَجَدْنَا خَيْرَ عَيْشِنَا بِالصَّبْرِ. We found that the greatest days of our life and our activities that we lived was when we were patient. And Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, إِنَّ الصَّبْرَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الرَّأْسِ مِنَ الْجَسَدِ. Surely patience in its relationship to belief is just like the relationship of the head to the body. These are important words for you and I to take heed in and to understand. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who will establish the patience and from those who will see the truth for what it is for. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to complete this series with you before we leave in our travels, where inshaAllah we will strive to gather what we can from our blessed shuyukh and ulama. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to end our final discussion with you, inshaAllah, tomorrow evening after Salatul Maghrib, because I will not be here for the next Jumu'ah. or for Jumu'ah for the next 4 months, inshallah. So hopefully I will see many of the turnout, many of our brothers and sisters, so that we will be able to complete the silsila, the discussion with you, and inshallah the tapes will be made available, both in tape and on the internet, for our brothers working at www.islam.com have blessed us greatly by giving much of their time and placing many of our tapes on the internet, so that the people who are not from our city and not from our country have access to the site. We have been informed that many of our brothers from different parts of the world, as far away as India, Singapore, Japan, and other places, have become accustomed to the site and have accepted it with gracious acceptance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our deeds known in this dunya and in the hereafter. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us sincere in our actions and never to allow us to say something that we ourselves do not follow. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make me a bridge that you will cross over to the Jannah and that it may be felled into the fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us and you with Iman and with As-Sabr al-Jameel. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa aqim as-salah.